Welcome back to that Eurovision site, and we're kicking off a new round of interviews for our national selection. We're heading over to Poland with Wielki Finał Polskiej
Yeah, you're close.
Kwalifikacji. Close. Okay, so
It's don't you know you don't have to do that, you know. If I would have a guy would learn English from the beginning.
so I'm joined today by Proust. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Quite busy. It's since the press interview, since the press release about the Polish finals, it's been quite busy.
We'll start where you started off. What is the story behind your group? How did you meet? How did you start making music together?
It's for me, it's quite depressing, I guess. Most of my life, I have struggled with undiagnosed depression and untreated depression. And I split up with my partner then. I have been traveling for a couple of months, which was very lonely. And when I came back to Gdańsk, which is my hometown, I was really bummed out, let's say. I couldn't stay at home with myself for long. So I started going out with as many friends as I could after work just to distract myself. And I've met Darek, which is, we have a common friend. Darek, at the time, split with his fiancée, I think 2 months before the wedding. So he was also not in the best place in his life. And we were both quite, quite. No, we were really depressed, so we decided to live together, like to move in together, so we don't basically, you know, go down the rabbit hole. And we started making music. In the meantime, Małgorzata came to Darek's school because Darek has a private, small private school in Gdańsk, and she started teaching vocals there. She started teaching vocals. I was her student. Darek was her student. And they started talking about starting a band. And that was all during the pandemic, of course.
And did you have experience releasing music before the band, or is it just something that was new to you at the time?
Gosha has, right? Gosha has been in the.
Yeah, I've been in another band, Pięć Szóstych, 5/6. Yeah, it's called. And it was a vocal band. And I think I broke up with them. And then I meet Darek and Karol, and I started to sing in Chrust.
But that's where you met Krzysztof, right? Falkowski.
During my studying years, I met Krzysiu Falkowski, who is a composer also, this song. So, yeah. I had experience in music
And
early
Darek as
on.
well, our drummer, also has been in bands before. They were touring and releasing music. I'm the only one. I remember the first concert we played together was on Gosia diploma, like because Gosia was studying vocals in Gdańsk Academy of Music, and that was my first live performance, like in a band, because I am an engineer, I am a music producer in general for the last, I don't know, 5 years maybe since we started, of course. I'm completely new to the music world.
So the reason you're here today is because of your song Tempo. What can you tell us about the process behind writing the song?
Darek wrote the lyrics, I think, about 2 years ago, somewhere around that, you know, because of the pandemic, for me, all the years get blurry. Darek wrote them on a border because he was stationing on a Polish-Belarusian border. He is the Polish National Guard. He is in the Polish National Border Guard. He was staying there deployed to protect the borders. And from what he was saying, he was just kind of, well, amazed, but not in a good way, just very wondering what decisions did he make to, you know, get himself sitting in the middle of the night on the national border. and writing lyrics to some music to come back home and compose it. So it's a, let's say, a little transcendental position to be in. And I guess that's what the lyrics are about. You know, do you make any decisions in your life to choose how it's gonna go, or do you just passively sit and wait for things to happen? You don't make any decisions. And that's the history behind the lyrics. And the music was written by the end of last year, really. We invited Krzysztof Folkowski, our friend, Małgorzata, mostly friend then, and met for a few days in my house, this house, in my house, and basically just had fun with it. Let's, as we said, like, let's do something. Let's do something I think we can be proud of and put to Eurovision.
Was it Eurovision always something you had in mind when writing it, or was it just the submissions that are open? Let's try our luck.
First, it was a spontaneous, decision, and we just wanted to have fun with making this this song. And then I thought about Krzysztof, and because I know him, I knew him. I knew that he can help us to arrange this this music better and complete this arrangement. So we invite him to our work, and then we thought about Eurovision arrangement mostly. So
Because Krzysztof is a big fan of Eurovision, and I guess we
yeah.
started talking about it when we were watching last year contest, and we were watching Krzysztof stories, and it turned out he's also watching and commenting live, so we started talking.
Yeah. So yeah, and then it started. I started thinking about apply to Eurovision. So that's it. Here we are.
And your kind of music, it folk music. Why did you choose specifically get into that kind of genre?
I think it's because the place I was born. I was born in Terespol, which is in borderline in Poland, and there is some kind of music like folk, Polish folk. And when I was a young little girl, I was singing some Polish folk music, and for another 10 years, I forgot about it. And during my study years, I started to singing this kind of music again, and I realized that it is a pleasure for me. It is fun for me, and it's quite easy for me to doing it. So I think this is especially inspiration for me. Because Carol is, I think, fan of electronic music. Yeah, and Darek is the fan of rock, maybe metal music. Yeah.
So do you incorporate the electronic, the rock metal into your folk music, like in a way?
Yeah, definitely. I think the we don't try and make it anything, as in we don't compose to make it sound like something reference. The general rule of thumb is that whoever comes up with the lyrics, because everyone writes lyrics and everyone writes music, so whoever comes up with that publishes it. Like, we send it to each other via Google Drive or something like that, or even via Messenger. And then the other people, the rest of us, compose their parts on their own. So everyone does what they like best and what they know best. So it kind of just comes out like that. It's not planned, it's not composed to be like that. And also because of that, I guess, if you listen to the whole album, and it's gonna be the same with the second album, it's very different song to song. It's like there's like three songs that are very common style, and then the other another three are completely different. There's some very heavy, like trance style songs, and then there are some light ballads. So I don't know. At first, we were kind of worried that it might be weird for people that it's so different, but we have heard only good comments about that it's so differentiated.
Now, there's quite a few European selections going on at the same time as yours, and something I noticed is, especially in relation to the last few years, a lot more folk songs like your ones. Why do you think that more people now are starting to, even from like countries that haven't really done it in the past, send in folk songs to their Eurovision selections?
I think in our Eastern Bloc of Europe, when the when the communism fell, we were very sorry, we were very looking into the West. We were looking to Germany, we were looking to America, and everything that was from there was super cool and didn't matter what it was, whether it was culture, clothing, whether it was politics, automotives, whatever. People got kind of bored and fed through with what was already there because we were forced to it. So we, for some time, I guess we were just blindly taking from the West, just blindly being fascinated by everything there, and everything here was meh. And I think as time went on, we started noticing that maybe not everything from there is super cool. Maybe if we keep to our values sometimes, that has value and that has quality, and that our homegrown things can also be of something of interest to the rest of the world, and we can bring something to the table. So I think
And
it was a matter of time and political wind.
it's just under a month as we're speaking until the selection itself. How are your preparations going for
Małgorzata is doing everything.
it? Yeah, I plan to dance, and it's quite new thing for me on the stage with choreography and dancers around me, you know. But I'm very excited about it, and we are working on light show and maybe something like this. But mostly we focus about our look, our image. Yeah, we are working on it.
Yeah, and
Yes,
your image is something that you have quite a strong visual identity within the band. Can you tell us about the story behind, like, I see, and a lot of things you're wearing, like some kind of headwear?
yeah, that's the refs, the natural refs, or how do you want to call them, are, I'd say or guess, very commonly associated with Slavic music and Slav people. Now, the truth is, they were mostly flower wreaths for women. And if men wore wreaths at all, they were made out of leaves. We started making them out of Gosha because Gosha is making them for each concert we play. Sometimes they manage to get a few concerts, but then they dry out and just disappear. So Gosha is making them what of whatever is actually in bloom at that time of year. So I think it's a very nice tradition, and I think it's a very nice, it's ephemeral, because you cannot have the same ref twice. It's always going to be different. So that's something that we chose to connect us with the past, but we didn't want to go and be another Slavic band or another folk band that's going to have antlers and pretend to be 2,000 years ago with a bonfire. Like we are living here and now, and we are inspired by the past and we are connected to it, but that's where we drew the line. Like, this is our inspiration. We are not those people.
Yeah, so if the winner of the selection wins the right to represent Poland at Eurovision, how big of an honour would that be to represent your country like that?
I think I'm not there yet. I cannot imagine it, to be honest, that we would win, because the first, we were amazed that we got in, because I don't think there's, we did this, album here in my house. We recorded it and produced it in my bedroom We don't have a manager. We don't have an agent. We don't have, like, we do everything ourselves. We do play a lot of concerts during the year, but in general, it's a self-organizing group. Everybody does what they know and can. So to be in the same room with people, that has international producers, management groups, and booking houses, or whatever, I guess I feel like a little, like a little mouse among the giants. So the fact that we got to this place is already incredible. I don't think yet about winning it and going to Basel. But what I can tell you for sure is that we're gonna be honest and we're gonna be true to whatever we do, because there's no one, pushing the strings behind us.
And are there any Eurovision songs from Poland or any other country that really resonated with you in the last years that you've watched?
I think Ukraine has, I don't know how to say it, but I really like and inspire I'm inspired by Ukrainian music, and I think this country is my real inspiration for Eurovision. We don't copy them, but we're inspiring by them because they have more songs, like folky songs, and they are in top 10, I think, last few years. So if they can do that, why we don't, why we can't?
So, two things to finish on, really. Firstly, if people like the song Tempo, what is like one of your other songs that you say, if you really like Tempo, you should listen to this because you'll like that one as well?
I would say Buizef. I think it's one of the singles we released before the CDs. It's a very similar dynamic. It's short, it's very bang on, with a little, claw to it.
And finally, do you have just a message for people who are discovering you for the first time, or maybe even discovering your style of music for the first time?
Małgorzata, do you have any message?
Yeah, be yourself, people. Yeah, be yourself, believe in yourself, and do what you want to do.
So, thank you for coming, and best of luck in the show next month.
Thank
Thank
you
you.
very much.